Lord Jesus Christ, to you all the glory and all the power and all the honor. You are good, Lord Jesus. You are good indeed. And God, we just worship you and lift you up and just ask that you would fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would be tugging on us to know that you are the way. You are all we need. We don't need any other thing except your presence living and producing fruit in us and producing life. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for that. And I love you. You really are my God and my Messiah. And I pray that you would just bless anyone listening. Just bless them abundantly with yourself. In your name I pray, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And you can subscribe to these audio boo podcasts by going to any iTunes search query and typing in Michael Ryan's boos. Friends, I just wanted to do this podcast to encourage you. I'm going to be mainly in Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 16. I'll just jump right in. I won't even speak about it ahead of time. We'll just jump right in. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So let's put this all in perspective. Before we came to know Jesus Christ, we were dead. Unless you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are spiritually dead. All you have operating in you, whether it's in your opinion good or not, is flesh, and flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God. Any good deed you've done is like a filthy rag to the Lord. And the only way you can be saved, the only way you can inherit abundant and eternal life, is by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, what his sacrifice did for you in Calvary, that he rose from the dead and presented you holy and blameless to the Lord because of what he's done. And then you become born again. He didn't just go do that and just stay there. He's come back now to live in you and to work in you. And that's why you have his Holy Spirit. He said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. So you're in this place now. You're a believer in Jesus Christ. You have the Spirit of God living in you. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of Christ. But Galatians 5, Paul is teaching that you also have a flesh in you. And this may seem obvious to anyone listening, but it's important that you take time to understand this, because so many times we forget that we have a flesh in us. Because when we were saved, we were given a new way of life. We were given a new way of thinking. Before, our only way of thinking was our flesh. And friends, don't get me wrong. Sometimes the flesh can produce things that are actually seemingly nice. The flesh can do kind things. The flesh can do loving things and gentle things and be patient and be all types of things that could come from or that looks like spiritual fruit. But it's not spiritual fruit. So people have personalities that are disciplined and have self-control, that could be gentle, that could be loving, kind, and so on and so have you. But those things are filthy rags to God. And so when you didn't know the Lord, you were operating only under your flesh, which produced all types of things in you. And when you got saved, the flesh didn't go away. Your flesh did not leave. It's still right there. But the difference is you have a new standard. You have a new system operating in you. And that is the Spirit of God. And you have to deliberately choose to walk in that, as it says. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. And before that, it says, walk by the Spirit. So you have to walk by the Spirit, because your default is to walk by your flesh. And it's important to understand that, because many times you could be excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. You could be in church praising the Lord. You could be reading the Bible. You could be praising him in the car, or praising him with some Christian music or worship. And then it's like you have ugly feelings or thoughts or images or just something happening in you. And what we do is we question and saying, why am I feeling that? You know, or am I not spiritual? Am I not really connecting with the Lord because I'm also having this stuff go on in me? And it's important that you have another entity that's evil dwelling in you. And that's your flesh. It's your flesh. And to not be surprised, to not be overwhelmed or shocked when your flesh comes out, or when you start to experience thoughts or feelings or emotions that are just real. They're your flesh. And Paul goes on to list the deeds of the flesh. And it's important you go read that list and realize that they're warning signs. I mean, this is all positive stuff. These are warning signs to know that you're in the flesh. When you start feeling some of these things, anger, dissension, jealousy, strife, you know, when you start feeling some of these things, or if you actually, God forbid, do any of these things, they can open up your awareness of, I am in the flesh right now. I am not operating as I've been called to, as I've been resurrected and raised to. I'm operating in my flesh. And it's good for you to know that, because now you can make the decision to walk in the Spirit and to be led by the Spirit. Does that make sense? So I'm saying to you, friends, don't be discouraged when your flesh starts to come out and manifest itself. Don't be discouraged that you can be having a good time with the Lord and then all of a sudden something evil starts stirring in you, because that's part of your flesh, and that's why we are looking forward to the gain. Jesus uses Paul to say, to live is Christ and to die is gain. To live is Christ, following his, you know, being prompted and worshiping him and being led by his Spirit. That's to live. To die is gain. We no longer have to deal with the flesh. We can see Jesus Christ face to face. So your flesh is with you, and it really is kind of like your huge thorn. You know, it's like your flesh is like a huge thorn in your spiritual walk. No matter how excited you get about God, you always have that thing pricking you of, you are evil, you know. And I don't mean that in some like really kind of mystical sense. I'm just saying you are sensual, you are carnal, you have a sinful nature that's not leaving. And it comes out and it doesn't feel pleasant. So I just want to encourage you that just know that it's there. And once you know that it's there, that's really half the battle. Honestly, that's a big deal to know your flesh is there. But the other part is now to walk in the Spirit. So how do you walk in the Spirit? How do you be led by the Spirit of God? How do you actually do this? And it's important that you really think about this, because when we talk about walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit, there are things that people say, but then the how to do that can get missed. And so I would encourage you to look at Romans chapter 12. And I've covered these scripture verses. I've covered them before. But as you realize with scripture that it's living and that it's applicable, it's not like, oh, we talked about this before, I already know that. That's not how it is. It's alive, and it's always changing and growing in its impact and meaning for our lives. And in Romans 12, chapter 1, it says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So let me break it down for you, friends. Paul is urging you, all right? He's urging you to present yourself to God. You see, you want to be presenting yourself to God, the same God that lives in you. You know, the way you walk in the Spirit is not by doing good things. The way you walk in the Spirit is not by executing righteous behavior. It's by presenting yourself to the Spirit of God that lives in you and allowing Jesus Christ to do his work. Does that make sense? It's a formula of you present yourself and then God does the work. So the implication of that is when you start to sense your flesh, or even if you don't sense your flesh, just a habit of yours just should be presenting yourself. But if you're feeling your flesh come on, if you're feeling like, I don't even feel like I care about the things of the Lord, I feel preoccupied about this issue, I'm feeling really lustful, I'm feeling really angry and bitter, I'm feeling like I just want to whatever it may be that is a carnal desire that you may have, or something that's not of the Lord that gets you, that trips you up, that's a habit. I'm saying use that as an opportunity now. Do you understand? You understand what I'm saying? Your flesh is an opportunity to present yourself to the Lord. It's an opportunity to remind you, I need to go present myself to my Messiah. And you're able to do that. And then listen to what happens in verse 2 of chapter 12 in Romans. And do not be conformed to this world, but, and here's the result of presenting yourself to Jesus Christ, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You see, if you allow yourself to walk without presenting yourself to God, you're really conforming yourself to the world, because the world does not present itself to God. The world does not even care about God, because the world is dead. And as I've said to you before, friends, just because you're a born-again believer doesn't mean you can't walk like a dead man. Just because you've been made alive to Christ doesn't mean you can't walk as if you're dead to Christ. And if you don't present yourself to God, you are walking like a dead man. You are. You're walking like a dead man, and you will be conformed to this world. You're going to be swept away by the things that are front of your eyes right now. You're going to be swept away by the bill that you can't pay. You're going to be swept away by the person that hurt you and offended you. You're going to be swept away about that image that you're lusting afterwards, or that food that just keeps coming to you that you feel like you need to eat, or you're just stuck in an addiction, and or you're stuck in some anger or bitterness. That's going to be what you're conformed to. But when you present yourself to God, when you present yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, He transforms you. He transforms you. And that's so encouraging for us to know that this is living. I'm giving you the formula right now, friends. I'm telling you, if you want to live a victorious Christian life where you are not getting your butt kicked by your flesh 24/7, I'm saying, present yourself to the Lord. Now, does it mean that you won't sin? Of course not, because we know from 1 John that anyone that says that they don't sin is a liar. There are going to be times where you won't do this, and you're going to stumble, and you're going to sin. But praise God for that, that we can go present ourselves to the Lord after we do that. After we sin, and we do something that's conformed to this world, or we carry out something of the flesh, we can now go present ourselves to the Lord, and guess what? He forgives us, and then He still transforms us. He still renews our mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you start to sense your flesh, a light should go off of, I need a renewed mind. I need Jesus Christ to fill Himself up in me, let His presence abound in me, and then go do what I need to do. Now, He does that in you. It's not you doing what you need to do. I don't want to, I'm trying to get to the next point for time's sake, and please, it's important you understand that you present yourself to the Lord and He renews your mind and bears the fruit in you that you need. The biggest mistake that you can make, the biggest mistake that you can make is to sense your flesh and then try to control it. You trying to renew your own mind, you trying to transform your own self, that is a death trap. I'm encouraging you. Don't do it. Don't think about it. Anyone that tells you to do it, don't do it. Don't try to bear your own fruit. It's not a law. You're not under the law any longer. There's nothing over your head that's telling you you have to walk this way. You have to bear this fruit. That's not your work anymore. You're not under the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, excuse me, where you have to now do your part of the of a relationship with God. You don't have any part in this relationship of God in terms of this new standing of being a child, of being forgiven by being under grace, by being able to have fruit. That's all God's doing. He sealed it all in His blood. It's important for you to know that. The biggest mistake you can have is to try to fight your flesh. And if you've done it, you've known from your own experience that it only gets worse. When you try to throw the cover over your own sinfulness, over your sinful thoughts and your temptations, it only makes it worse. The best thing you can do is to present yourself on the spot to Jesus Christ and let Him transform you. Let Him renew your mind. This is living, folks. This is the abundant life. Jesus Christ is with you always to do this in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you allow him to work in you, to renew you and to transform you, then we can go back over to Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, and see that he'll produce the fruit, a Christ-powered love, a Christ-powered peace, a Christ-powered patience, a Christ-powered joy, a Christ-powered kindness, a Christ-powered faithfulness, a Christ-powered goodness, a Christ-powered gentleness, and a Christ-powered self-control. He will do that all, but it's him. It's him. It's not you. It's not a law anymore. I can't make that any clearer. Don't try to clean yourself up. Cleaning and sanctifying is the work of your Messiah. If you can clean and sanctify yourself, you wouldn't have needed a Messiah. Amen? So this is just me encouraging you to know your Lord Jesus Christ. He desires to clean you up and renew you all day long. You were called through Romans 6 to walk in newness of life. You're being renewed every day. Every day is new because you're encountering the living God, Jesus Christ, in you. You're presenting yourself. And please, I don't want you to think that I'm only talking about presenting yourself to the Lord when you're feeling a carnal sensation or when you're feeling a temptation. Present yourself to Jesus always, all day long. Even if you feel great, even if you just won the lotto or you got the best news of your life, you go and present yourself to the Lord. Because every time you're not, every time you are walking in your own self, you're giving the world, you're giving your own wickedness, and you're giving Satan an inch. You want to be proactive by putting the Lord Jesus Christ who lives in you first. So I hope this was encouraging to anyone listening. Just put on the Lord Jesus Christ all day long, and he will renew you and he will transform you. Don't be shocked by your flesh. Expect it and go right to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be just fine. You really will be. And if you sin, it's okay. A message that you probably haven't heard. Sin is not your issue anymore. Jesus Christ filling you up and being your God right now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from the moment you wake up until you go to sleep, and when you wake up in the middle of the night, that is the issue. He is your true food. He's your everything. That's the issue. And if you make that your main focus all the time, you won't even be worrying about sin. You won't even be worrying about try to not doing this or not do that. Don't make stopping sin your issue. That's not your weight. Carrying sin is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not your work. It's not your work. Sin is not an issue anymore for you. Just, I encourage you, get on board with Jesus Christ running your life and doing everything he needs to do in you. Beg for his spirit to be filling you up and wait for him. The only fight and struggle you should have is be waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to show up in you. Just begging him, show up in me, show up in me. Be wrestling with the Lord like the way Jacob did for him to manifest his presence in you. And he'll do it. He'll do it. He wants to do it. And you'll grow from that. You'll begin to get accustomed. That will be a habit of yours, to be seeking the Lord for strength, seeking him for his presence, seeking him to enjoy him, presenting yourself to the Lord. And friends, remember, that's your reasonable service. It's your reasonable service. It really is. It's worship. It's worship to present yourself to the Lord. As it says in Romans 12, chapter 1, which is your spiritual service of worship. Your spiritual service of worship is not to be banging out music on your iPod. That's great. That's great to listen to Christian music. But if you're listening to it and presenting yourself to the Lord Jesus, now that's worship. If you're reading the Bible and presenting yourself to Jesus, that's worship. If you're praying and presenting yourself to Jesus, that's worship. Jesus has to be a part of it. It has to be about Jesus experiencing his living self right now, because if it's not, it's not life. It's not life. Amen. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would quicken this message to anyone that's listening, that they will be encouraged, that they would know that you love them dearly, that you are with them until the end, that you're okay with their flesh, you're okay with their imperfections, you're okay with their sins that they do, and that you just want a relationship with them where they come to you, they repent, and they rest. Repentance and rest is your strength. Lord, please teach and convince anyone listening of that, Lord, and be reminding me of that, God. We love you, Jesus Christ. In your name we pray, amen.